Welcome to the broadcast of Brooklyn Baptist Church, where the senior pastor is the Reverend Dr. Charles B. Jackson, Sr. Brooklyn has two locations, one church. For more information about all the services of Brooklyn Baptist Church, please visit us on the web at brooklynbaptist.org. That's BrooklynBaptist.org. As we prepare for the word today, please reference number 10252010252 when you're at the end of your ropes. Come from the book of Psalms 38, verses 21 through 22. We now join the services of Brooklyn Baptist Church, already in progress. Have a blessed day in the Lord.
21 through 22. So don't forsake me now, Lord. Don't leave me in this condition. God, hurry to help me. Run to my rescue. For you're my Savior and my only hope. How many of you feel like that this morning? That you need God to run to your rescue. There's an interesting story told by Dr. James Dotson about a young fellow named Franklin, a little toddler. One day he was sitting at the window and covered himself in the drapes, and he was looking out and he was musing out over the world and looking about, and his mother was looking for him and trying to figure out where he was. And so she came into the room and saw him there looking out of the window and musing, and she, out of curiosity, just kind of eased up behind him to see what he was thinking about and what he was talking about. And she heard him say in a somber voice, "I got to get out of here." How many of y'all feel like that this morning? Do you feel trapped? Do you feel that the more you do, the less results that you have? Do you feel that you are at the end of your rope? Somebody said, well, you might as well just tie a knot and hang on in there. Somebody says, the pessimist says, well, you might as well just let go because it's going to get worse. The optimist says, well, just tie another rope and just keep on climbing. But my brothers and sisters, all of us, I believe and feel this morning, at some point of our lives, we've been in this pandemic now some 8 or 9 years. Lockdowns, quarantines, and isolation has caused an increase in suicides among adults and teenagers. We're seeing the increase in opioid use. We're seeing the increase in alcohol. We are seeing people being worn to a frazzle. The nerves of people are being worn thin. People need some comfort and relief. When we use the phrase, I'm at, you know, that we at the end of our rope, it talks of a kind of situation where we are humanly at a point of where we are just overwhelmed, at a point to where we are at the last of our energies, our resources, and our last straw, and that the situation that we are dealing with, we just can't handle it no more. In fact, we say, I'm up to here. I'm just sick of this. And some of y'all get so to the point that you just throw your hands in the air and just say, Jesus, take the wheel. Have you felt like that? I've heard people during this pandemic who are at the end of their rope. I've heard teachers, I've heard parents who are having to teach children homeschooling this new math that they've never seen that looks like something like space age and English that they've never seen before. And they're saying that they are just at the end of their rope. What do you do when you keep getting bad news? And what do you do when you keep going to the graveyard? And there's just one thing after another, one sickness after the other. What do you do when you get test after test, procedure after procedure, and you do not receive the desired results? That person is at the end of their rope. What do you do when your marriage is on the rocks and you keep saying I do and the person that you married keeps saying I don't? What do you do when you are at the end of your rope? Well, this text that shares with us the experiences of the psalmist David. David was going through a situation where he was suffering from some sins and from some mistakes that he had made in his life. David was suffering emotional anguish, psychological and spiritual and physical anguish, and he needed some relief in anywhere that he could get it, anywhere possible that he could come, so he cries out to God. And he asks God to bring him some relief. Notice what he says, God, hurry up. If you don't come, I'm not going to make it. But one thing I love about David in the text, in spite of how engulfed he is with his situation, in spite of how engulfed his anguish has gripped him, there's a confident reminder. There is a confident acknowledgement that he makes. He is aware that God knows about his suffering. Oh, my brothers and sisters, for those of you today who feel like you're at the end of your rope, the good news is that God knows what's going on with you. And that will bring me to the first point of the text that I'd like to share, of three insights that I would like to lift from the text. First of all, God knows about your problem. Now, David was so confident that God knew him better than he knew himself. And I'm so glad that God knows us. You ought to be able to celebrate in the fact this morning that God knows you. The hymnologist said this way, Jesus knows all of our struggles. Oh, I wish you could embrace that today. He knows all of your struggles. So what does that really mean? He knows what your heartbreak and headaches that you've suffered. He knows the challenges and the ups and downs that you have suffered. He knows the difficulties. He knows how you've walked the floor all night long. He knows about the brownie tears that you've cried and you've shed. He knows about the storms that you've endured. He knows, listen to this, about every finite detail of your life. There is nothing in your life that you were going through that caught God by blindside. Nothing that you were going through caught God off guard. Well, Reverend, how do you know that? Well, in the book of Isaiah, he says, I know the beginning before the end. So if God already knows the beginning before the end, he knows the beginning of your trouble, and he knows the end of it. He knows that your trouble has an expiration date on it. It came, but it will pass. God knows. In fact, the psalmist says, you know me. You have searched me. You have tried me. You know things about me that nobody else knows about me. God, you know my thoughts even before I think them. You know my actions before I even make them. God knows y'all about your lonely nights. He knows when there was too much sun. He knows when your sun didn't shine. He knows when the night was too long. He knows when your burdens were heavy. He knows when you were weighted down. I'm glad today that Jesus knows about my problems. Well, what's the confident thing about that? See, friends might know about your problem, but you might be like the hymnologist. I go to my friends for consolation, but I find them complaining too. But I said to my soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. God will make a way out of no way. God will make a way somehow. Well, then that brings me to the second point of the text, is that God is faithful. Faithful, faithful, is our God. Though as David says, now don't forsake me. Please don't leave me now. Don't leave me in this condition. And that's what some of you are saying this morning. God, don't leave us in this condition because we can't make it without you. But one of the things now that complicates this matter, as you look at his situation, David now finds himself isolated. He's talked about. People won't talk to him. He wants relief, but he wants more than anything to be united in relationship and fellowship with his God. But I want y'all to know today, just like David knows that God's faithful, just always know that God is always there. God will never leave you nor forsake you. God will always be there with you when others leave you and others walk away. You can depend on God to comfort you when you're down. You can depend on God to strengthen you when you're weak. You can depend on God to lift you up when you fall. That's why we said, prop me up when I'm leaning, strengthen me when I'm weak. You can depend on God to be there in the difficult days. You can depend on God in your darkest night. God will never leave you. Well, in fact, the hymnologist said this way, I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roaring. I've seen sin breakers flashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus telling me still to fight on. Why? Because he promised. Didn't he promise? Didn't he promise? Never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Jesus won't leave you alone. David is concerned because the enemies are attacking him and those who should be there have left him alone. But the true Ed said this way, God has always stood by my side. When friends walk away and turn back on me, but God, that's why the psalmist said, if my mother and my father will leave me, but God will not leave me. He will always stand by your side. The old folks said this way, when I call on the Lord, he will come to my rescue. Anywhere, anyhow. Somebody said, when I need him, about to feel something here. When I need him the most, when I was just about to lose it all, when I was just about to throw in the towel, when the bottom was about to fall out, when I didn't know what I was going to do, when I was about to lose my mind, when I was about to lose hope, when I couldn't feed my children, I didn't know where I was going. Jesus stepped right in. Or is there anybody in here but me that knows he'll step right in when you need him the most? Just when the edge and the bottom is about to fall out, he'll step right in. Dr. Caesar Clark says, we like to say God is always on time. But he said, but very seldom is he on time. But what we find out, he'll come in time. Just when it seems that all is lost. Just when you can't pay your bills. Just when you don't have a dime in your pocket. God will step in right on time. Is there anybody in here know he'll step in? Is there anybody but me? Are there any step-in people? When you couldn't do it by yourself, when your friends left your bodies on your mat of misery, God stepped in and took care of things for you. Well, not only do we remember that God is faithful, not only should we remember that God knows about our problems, but the third and final thing, we should resolve to do what David did. David knew who to go to. David knew who to turn to. And see, that's an important thing. When you are at the end of your rope, you can't just go to anybody for help. Notice David, now look at that last verse. Notice he didn't call on his army. He didn't call no counsel. He didn't call for his friends. He didn't call for his family. David called on God. Because he said, you are the only one. Y'all, let me tell you something. Sometimes there are some things going on in your life that the only person can do you any good is God. There are some battles that you got to fight that the only person that can fight that battle and win it for you is God. David resolved out of all that was going on that he was going to put his trust in God, because the final thing I want you to know, like David, is we can trust God to deliver. Now you say, well, Reverend, why is it that after all he went through, why was he so resolute that God would deliver him? Well, David had history with God. See, UPS might not deliver. FedEx might not deliver. Amazon might not deliver. FedEx might not deliver. Friends might not deliver on their promises as you did for them, but I tell you, there's somebody who will always keep his promise, who will always deliver. Tell them about it, David. I know my history. He delivered me from the lion. He delivered me from the bear. He delivered me from Saul, and he delivered me from the giant. But hold on, hold on. You got your history too. When your back was up against the wall and you thought it was over, didn't he make a way out of no way? A way maker, a miracle worker. You ought to have your history. When you were on your sick bed, the doctor gave you some bad news. Friends left you. You lost your job. Your husband left you. But God delivered you on every hand. So I say this morning, as I close, if you feel like you need to let go and you're at the end of the rope, well, then let go if you must. But if you let go, you need to grab on to something else. What I want you to grab on is the hand of the man from Galilee, the hand of the man that stilled the waters. Grandma said he's a mighty good leader from Galilee. He's a mighty good doctor from Galilee. He's a mighty good provider from Galilee. And I want to just tell you, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And one more thing, be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Maybe somebody today, you are at your wit's end. You are at the end of your rope. I want to invite you to Jesus today, because he's able to help you put all the pieces back together. He's able to give you the strength that you need to face another day. Look to Jesus. Should you decide to unite with us today, the numbers are on the screen. You can call Deacon Suba or Deacon Bethay. Those numbers are 803-744-7941. They will receive your decision to join with us today. God is the only one that can give you peace and strength to face these times. And if you need prayer, your prayer requests, pray for our director, Reverend Bassfield. Those numbers are 1-877-796-8380. 1-877-796-8380. Today, we'll pray with you. They will pray with you to help you get strength and to help you deal with what you need.
This concludes the broadcast of Brooklyn Baptist Church. In order to obtain a copy of this service in its entirety, please reference number 1025201025201. 1025201. When you're at the end of your ropes, give us a call, 803-796-6103, 803-796-6103. The word from the Reverend Dr. James A. Jamerson. You can put it in your library today. Go online, visit us, or continue to join us each and every Sunday morning live as we stream for you at 11 a.m. We encourage you to keep your library, keep the Word of God close to your heart as we're dealing with these trying times. So please, please build your library. Start it today, 803-796-6103, or visit us on the web at brooklynbaptist.org. We are available to serve with you. We thank you. We thank each and every one of you for all your continued support. And we pray that you stay in the Word of God.